Okay, so how exactly can you spend less and make more? Better yet, let's explore how you can do less and get more done, right? As an entrepreneur, there are so many things that inundate your day. So today, what I want to do is walk you through the one thing that you can do to achieve all of that. It's your girl, LaShonda Henry here, aka Sister Sense, and hopefully today I can help you make sense of getting more out of your dollars and cents as a busy boss. So let's do this. Now, the first thing that I want us to do, if you got a few minutes for me, because I got a few minutes for you, is I want to talk about STOP, stop. Okay, if you are in a space where you are overspending and underperforming, we need to simplify this whole entrepreneurial process so we can amplify your success. And the first step to simplify the process is to stop. STOP, stop, think, observe, proceed. So, what I want us to do is to actually stop. Think about in your business what's going on so we can observe what's going wrong and proceed with strategy and intention. Before we can go forward, we got to figure out what's holding you back, right? So, number one, stop. So, let's talk about a couple of things. I actually want us to do a really quick quiz here, five questions. Are you in a space where you need to stop any of the following? Number one, do you need to stop being overwhelmed by time-consuming tasks? You're too busy to be full of busy work, right? You got to get from having a full plate to being fully focused, which means we need to stop time-consuming tasks that are overwhelming you. Number one, yes? Okay. Number two, overspending. Do you need to stop overspending on technology that either you're using and/or even worse, you don't even know how to use? So you're spending all this money, and honey, it is not working for you, right? So there's something important that we got to do, but okay, first let's go through the five questions. Number one, do you need to stop being overwhelmed by time-consuming tasks? Number two, do you need to stop overspending on tech that you are either not using or worse yet, don't even know how to use? Number three, overinvesting. Are you overinvesting in ineffective courses or overseas or local virtual assistants that are just not working for you? There's a lot of miscommunication, missed opportunities, and essentially, you're not seeing what it is that you intended to see when you made that initial investment. You just keep overinvesting, but it's not working. So think about that for a second, right? Are you in a place, and again, it's all about raising your hand, right? Are you in a place where you're overinvesting in all of these overly expensive courses, or you're investing in overseas VAs and you're hoping for more quickly, better quickly, but it's just the same old thing. Lots of miscommunication, misinformation, missed opportunities, and everything just keeps missing the mark of what it is you're trying to accomplish. Listen, I don't have any church music around me right now, but I can hear the choir and the yeses and the amens. Because I know I'm talking to somebody right now, right? Before we can really get to the heart of the one thing that you can do to spend more, make more, do less, and get more done, we got to do this. Stop. Okay? Stop the overwhelm, stop the overspending, stop the overinvesting. Number four, stop feeling overlooked. You got to go from overlooked to booked, right? And maybe right now you're not quite where you want to be. Because the reality is that you feel overlooked, you feel invisible. Either you feel like you're making a lot of marketing mistakes, or you don't have the time to do enough manual marketing consistently. So that consistency that is required to manually market in however many ways you know you feel like you got to market, you're just missing the mark, right? Is that where you are right now? Are you feeling overlooked and underbooked because you're either making frustrating marketing mistakes and you just don't know how to fix them, or you don't have enough time to consistently manually market? Which brings me to the last question here. Now, to be clear, this is a real talk conversation. So if I'm stepping on toes and hurting feelings, baby, it's not my intention. But in order to get you where you want to be, we got to live in the world of reality, right? So last one here, raise your hand. Are you on overdraft? For real, when you think about your bank account, is it in overdraft? You are in the red, the negative, right? In a space where, unfortunately, either you are struggling because of slow sales or, I hate to say it, no sales. Are you in overdraft? So here's the deal. We got to stop that. We have to stop the overwhelm, the overspending, the overinvesting, being overlooked, feeling overlooked, or being in overdraft. If any of these five are a reflection of where you are and how you feel, it's time to stop. S-T-O-P. Stop, think, observe, proceed. Now, what do we do? How do I stop, LaShonda? Girl, I got you. I got you. Or guy. I got you. You stop by replacing these things. Okay? So lean in. Let me explain. How do you replace these things? Well, for starters, you have to stop the time-consuming tasks and replace them with effective activities, right? So I don't know what those things are for you. I have a pretty good guess, but taking the time to actually sit down and think about the things that are taking way too much time away from what you actually want to be doing, right? And replacing those time-consuming tasks with effective activities, that's number one. Number two, overspending is not what you've got to do. Smart entrepreneurs know how to spend less and make more, which means that you have to replace those expensive technology tools that either you're not using and don't know how to use with low-cost, no-cost tools that are easy to use, they're efficient, and they're actually effective. I do not get lost in the shiny object syndrome, okay? I want to use the thing that works. They say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And what you need is to stop getting lost in all the expensive tech that all them folks telling you to use, because when you use it, they make money off of you, by the way, okay? You need to stop using that stuff and start using the stuff that is low cost, no cost, actually easy for you to use, actually what you need right now, efficient and effective. Replace. Overinvesting. Now, here's the deal. I believe that the key to stopping this whole rabbit hole of overinvesting in ineffective courses or overinvesting in expensive virtual assistants or services is to get better at smart, simple systems. Have you ever heard that acronym, by the way, systems? S-Y-S-T-E-M. Save yourself time, energy, and money. That's how you break down. A system saves you serious time, energy, and money. So if you do not have simple systems right now keeping you and your business sane, well, then there's your problem, right? We need to replace all that overinvesting into simple systems that work. Overlooked and underbooked. What do we do there? Well, here's the deal. If you are in a space where nobody knows you, nobody knows what you do, we have to get to a place where we can fix the problem. As they say, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. So if you are in a space where you keep making the same marketing mistakes, or you're in a space where you're struggling to find the time to manually market because there's always a lot on your plate, then we got to replace those marketing habits with what I call marketing magic. Marketing magic. No, it's not a fairy tale thing. It's a real thing. It's something that I do. And to be honest with you, it basically is the following. Marketing magic are activities that you can actually do that help you, number one, consistently market. So it's not sporadic. It's not you do it today and then 3 months from now, we don't hear from you. You went ghost, right? Consistently showing up so that you can shine online. And number two, putting your marketing efforts on autopilot. So even when you're doing other things in the back end, your marketing is present and working for you online in the front end. That is marketing magic. Putting your marketing out there in a way that is consistent and on autopilot. And last but not least, overdraft. We don't need you in the red anymore. So in order to stop feeling and being in overdraft mode, we got to explore how to turn those slow sales, no sales, into steady sales. And there I say it, everyday sales experiences where you're seeing that revenue come in on a steady and ideally daily basis. We want to be in a space where you know that you can confidently say you're able to turn your ideas into income and your content into cash flow. So how do you go from this process of wanting to spend less and make more, do less, and even if you're doing less, actually getting more done? Well, first you have to stop, and then you have to figure out how to replace. And let me tell you, you know how you replace? One thing, automation. Yes, the heavens, the skies, everything opens up. Automation. Now, you probably heard it before, or maybe you heard it, but you're not quite sure. What actually is automation? Well, for me, as an online entrepreneur, automation is using technology strategically and intentionally to do the manual things that you don't have the time to do or want to do, number one, and number two, using technology to do the time-consuming things so you can free up your time for more important money-generating things, right? You want to free up your time from all that time-consuming stuff so you can focus on the MMAs. Your money-making activities. You got to stop. You got to replace. And how you replace is with one thing, automation. Now, of course, there's more to explore when it comes to working in your business, right? You got to do the work. But I'm telling you, what works for me a good percentage of the time is integrating more automation effectively. So we've been talking about you, and I've been wanting you to go through a series of questions and really reflect on where you are in comparison to where you want to be. So let me just talk about me for just 2 seconds here. By the way, hopefully you know that Sister Sense is all about helping you make sense of making money online. So hopefully this particular message is right on time if that's what you're trying to do, number one. Number two, I've been doing this for over 2 decades when it comes to building my own online business, working at home, sharing my information, mentoring, all the things. That's who I am. That's what I do. I created Sister Sense so I could help you make sense of all the things that might be frustrating you and holding you back when you're looking to move forward. So when you think about these areas, these 5 core areas that we're talking about today, I've got to be honest with you. Number one, I don't get lost in time-consuming tasks because I have easy, effective activities that work for me while I'm working on other things. I call these my WIBs, my work in background activities. So while I'm doing things in the foreground, they're working for me in the background and everything is happening with the right automation. If you know me, if you've ever learned from me, you know that one of the things that I absolutely love teaching and talking about is how to effectively, strategically use low-cost, no-cost solutions. Because when I started, I tell you, I did not start on a shoestring budget, okay? I always like to say that shoestring was too thick. I had floss string, okay, when I started. That was one of my signature Sister Sense statements, being able to start your business on a floss string budget because shoestring was too thick for me. So I know how to strategically find and utilize and share with you the kind of no-cost, low-cost tech that I use to create high quality without the expense. Okay? Using strategically, using the right tools that help me automate things that I don't have to always have to be present and manually do. I know how to do that, and you should know how to do that too. So, number one, honestly, I am not overwhelmed by a lot of time-consuming tasks that hold other entrepreneurs back. Number two, I am never overspending on technology because I know how to and can share with you a lot of the low-cost, no-cost tools that can help you where you are right now, right? Easy, effective tools that can help you where you are right now. Number three, I resist overinvesting in anything or anyone that is not going to give me the kind of ROI, return on investment, that I am looking for. I do not have one, two, three, or more VAs. And I get more done by myself with automation than I see other people get done with a whole big old team. So to be clear, you can intentionally and strategically, without overspending, overinvesting in things or people, you can get a lot done for minimal cost with the right automation. Number four, I want to be able to share with you how I market without marketing hard. Literally, I can create an audio like this one today where I share something with you and many people just like you in an easy way that allows me to quickly connect and convert without getting cute and in front of the camera, number one, and going live, number two. There are so many different ways that I can share with you to strategically market without having to market hard, but rather learn how to market more effectively, magically. That's what that magic marketing is all about when it comes to consistently finding easy ways to put your marketing on autopilot. So just as a quick side note, I don't know if you know, but I'm always like, audio is the way to go. If you are looking for alternatives to video marketing or, hardcore social media marketing. But of course, those are all the things that we will explore different ways for you to get better at magic marketing in a way that helps you continue to serve and do what you do without necessarily having to go too far out of what feels right for you. And last but not least, to be honest with you, at the end of the day, by the grace of God, I can say I am able to consistently generate everyday sales, steady sales with minimal effort. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it's effortless because you have to put the work in to get to your definition of success. But if you do it the right way, there will come a day where you will see the fruits of your labor. You will see the consistency, the steady sales reality, if you learn how to do what you need to do when it comes to automation. So, the first part of this conversation today was simply this. We need to identify if you do want to spend less, make more, do less, and still get more done, you got to explore what you need to stop, replace, and automate. That's the first part. Ultimately here, the last thing that you got to do, in my opinion, is choose. You have to choose. As I mentioned before, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. So you can choose to do the same thing you've been doing that maybe is working a little bit, but obviously not enough because something needs to change. But you have to make the choice of doing the same or looking to do something different. And what I can do for you, for you, with you, is actually talk you through, walk you through what I do when it comes to easy automation and sales. So if you actually meet me over at sizzlesense.com/EA today, I can actually connect you to a few of the things that I've created and I've been working on, including the easy automation webinar workshop, the simple sales funnel training, which funnels we'll get into another day, okay, but it's definitely something that you need as part of this experience. And I want to be able to talk to you about things that I consistently do so that whether I am in good health or needing a break, in a space where I am able to generate everyday sales. So easy automation, simple sales funnels, everyday sales. These are some of the things that I want to share with you and walk you through when you go over to sizzlesense.com/EA. Okay? So listen, the ball is in your court. One of my favorite quotes is the three C's of life. I don't know if you've ever heard this one, but the three C's of life are as follows. You have choices, chance, and change. In life, you have to make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. And it's just that simple. Every day, every minute, every second, you are making millions of choices. Go left, go right, get up, sit down, move forward, hold back, stop, go, think. Every minute, every second, you are making millions of choices. I think it's important that you make the right ones. So hopefully I get to meet you over at sizzlesense.com/EA today so we can talk about easy automation and all the things that go with that. But as a matter of fact, if you want to start talking to me before then, feel free to email sizzlesense@gmail.com. Or as you're here on the sizzlesense.com website, you can always click that gray tab on the right to send me a voice message. All right. So I truly hope that this particular message is a message that resonates with you today and hits you in some way. And of course, as always, I am here to help you get clear. So continue to check in with me and I will do the best that I can do to continue to point you in the right direction. Till next time, take care.